Well, closing remarks wrapped up yesterday in the sexual assault trial for Harvey Weinstein. And as jury deliberations have begun and expected to continue on Monday, the fate of the disgraced ex-Hollywood producer is in their hands. For more now, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Lori Levinson, a law professor at Loyola Law School. Lori, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So, Lori, any idea at all in your mind? What are you thinking in terms of how long the deliberations will go on?
It's always impossible to say, but this jury has heard several weeks of testimony in the case, and it really boils down to whether they believe the accusers have come forward. If we see a quick verdict, it may very well be a conviction, but in the past we've seen quick verdict in other cases, and it's gone the other way. I think it's likely that the jurors will take their time and look at each of the counts, consider the credibility of each of the women, and then see if there's any corroboration for what they say.
I haven't been following it all that closely, Lori. How many women are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about four women who have brought these charges. There's two counts of rape and five counts of sexual assault, but there are also the women who had said that there have been previous occasions, and they have not charged those because of statute of limitations and other reasons. But it's four women spanning from a period of 2005 to 2013. All in all, there were 49 witnesses who actually came forward during the 4 weeks of the trial.
Was there anything of those four that that the defense kind of really honed in on? You know, like you said, you know, I'm sure the jury will be considering the women and whether or not they believe them.
Absolutely. In closing argument, Alan Jackson, who himself is a pretty famous former prosecutor in Los Angeles, emphasized that these women were lying, that they were just trying to get ahead. He called them transactional and saying that this was consensual in its own way and that this trial is just something for the Me Too movement. Now, frankly, I don't know how well that will resonate because women broke down on the stand, including the current wife of our governor. And I think jurors can see for themselves that there's not much in it for those women to come forward and make these allegations unless they were true.
Yeah, and I was just going to ask you, in your opinion, if it appeared that the jury might be looking to be swaying one way or the other. But like you said, probably hard to know, except for what you just said, when you look at women and they're breaking down on the stand, probably hard to get past that.
Well, I think it's hard. And what we're hearing from seasoned journalists who've been watching this case is that after a while, they went home and they were very shook up. So you can't talk to the jurors as the case is going on. So we have to get the impressions of those in the courtroom. But again, it is the jurors who count, and it is possible that the jurors will believe the women on some counts and not the others. In some ways, it may not matter that much. We all need to remember that Harvey Weinstein has already been sentenced in his New York case, and he's facing decades in prison, 23 years on that. So this is a trial in Los Angeles that's really a safety net for the prosecutors in case that the New York case gets reversed.
Did the defense bring up any women to combat that, to praise
no.
him at all, nothing
no,
like that?
That was no surprise. I don't think that there was any chance that Harvey Weinstein could find a character witness to come forward on his behalf. I didn't think there was any chance that he could take the witness stand. So instead, his lawyers picked at the edges. They basically said that one of the women can't be believed because there was a fire drill at the time she said this was happening. And maybe that'll be persuasive, but they had to try to undo a lot of testimony coming their way.
Well, like you said, too, he's already facing time in behind bars. We know this. But for this particular case, how much jail time is he facing if convicted?
Oh, I don't know the exact, but he would undoubtedly die in prison if he's convicted of this crime. So it's for everything that they're going here. And I think that's, in fact, why he brought in some very good defense lawyers. And nobody can claim that he's not getting first-rate representation in this case.
That'll be interesting to see.
Oh, here, I do have the number for you.
Sure, sure.
It would be 60 years in prison in California if he's convicted on all the counts.
Wow. Well, it's going to be interesting to see on Monday, you know, how fast or not the jury comes back. So
during the holiday time, jurors often have other things on their minds that they want to go do. That could be one pressure on them. But they know everybody's looking and that they want a fair, considered verdict. It wouldn't help to say, well, it was Harvey Weinstein, so of course we'd find him guilty. Jurors are sworn to follow the evidence.
Surely. All right, Lori, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
All righty. And that was Lori Levinson. She's a law professor at Loyola Law School.